Today on Wikinews, we briefly recap some of the stories appearing on Wikinews this week and from around the world. Today is Saturday, April 21, 2012. I am Chad Tu, and this is Wikinews. China backed up the United Nations Security Council this week in warning North Korea. North Korea failed to launch a multi-stage rocket on April 13th. The United Nations quickly criticized North Korea, and the United States stopped food aid. China followed this week by stopping its program to return North Koreans found in China, delivering a warning through its party paper, and making public statements to encourage North Korea to remain engaged in talks. Meanwhile, the six-nation talks with Iran continue, in which diplomats are reporting progress. Iran claims its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Israel, however, is threatening a preemptive strike against Iran. The United States has left open a future military response. Pakistan's Supreme Court heard a complaint about the investigation into the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, and it criticized the official process. The complaint was brought by a former protocol minister from the Bhutto administration. The High Court approved the complaint that includes several high-level suspects, including former President Pervez Musharraf. Bhutto was assassinated in 2007. The Pakistani Taliban freed 384 prisoners in an attack last Sunday. The prison held about 900 prisoners. Reports on the number of attackers ranged anywhere from 150 to 500. The object of the attack was apparently to free Pakistani Taliban militants who were being held at the facility. Investigation into the prostitution sex scandal involving the security for President Obama's trip to Colombia continue. At least 20 women were brought to the Hotel Carib by the security detail in advance of the Summit of the Americas in Cartagena. President Obama promised that the investigation would be, in his words, thorough and rigorous. Currently, investigations by the Secret Service and the U.S. military focus on 12 agents and 11 soldiers. So far, six of those Secret Service agents have lost their jobs. Fabrice Muamba, the Bolton Wanderers football club player, left the hospital this week. Wikinews reported earlier that Muamba collapsed during a game against the Tottenham Hotspurs March 17th. At that time, it was reported that he stopped breathing, but it was later clarified that Muamba's heart had stopped and he had, according to the club's doctor, effectively died. After the month-long hospitalization, Muamba will continue to recuperate, but his future in football is, as of this time, unclear. Texas State Technical College in Marshall, Texas, confirmed that a student was found dead Tuesday. Campus police and local law enforcement are both conducting an investigation, but foul play is not suspected. Entertainer Dick Clark, who is also known as America's oldest teenager, is dead at 82. Clark was best known for his long-running television show, American Bandstand, that introduced teenagers to popular musical acts and featured dancing. Clark was later inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was also known as the host of New Year's Rockin' Eve, and his company, Dick Clark Productions, created many other types of entertainment programs. Using satellite imagery, scientists were able to estimate the number of emperor penguins in the Antarctic. Scientists from the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia estimated the population to be 600,000, or double the previous estimate. Researchers believe the penguin population will be reduced in coming years because of climate change. And those are the headlines for this week. This has been the Audio Wikinews Brief. To receive the latest news, please visit wikinews.org, presenting up-to-date, relevant, newsworthy, and entertaining content without bias. Wikinews is a free service, and it is funded by your generous donations. Click on the donate link on our homepage to learn how you can contribute. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons 2.5 license.